The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Here we are. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is with me. Dr. Yardley, my wife has a certain sensitivity to some perfumes. They're very, you know, it's a chemical sensitivity where it's just overwhelming to her, particularly if somebody uses a little bit too much. I know that's a relatively common thing in today's society, sensitivity to chemicals. Talk to me about how what you do can have an impact on that, because when I first heard that, I thought, I was a little skeptical, because come on, the brain-body connection, how does that line up with sensitivity to a given chemical or odor?
Well, I think everyone has a certain level of sensitivity to chemicals and to our environment.
Sure.
The problem is not that sensitivity. Our problem is how our body responds to it. And let me give you an example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, now, some people have a heightened sensitivity to a thing called ragweed pollen.
Right.
And so, you know, when they get exposed to it, they start having a runny nose, runny eyes, they get this irritation, and life is quite miserable for them.
Yeah, big run on the histamines they're going through their body.
Well, yeah, and so what they would say is that I'm sensitive to ragweed pollen. But the thing is, the person next to them is experiencing the same ragweed pollen, and it's not causing that in them. So it's how the body responds to it. And the way the body responds is it produces a chemical called histamine, as you pointed out.
Right.
You see, and if it produces too much of that histamine, in other words, it's an aberrant, abnormal response.
If you overreact, sure.
Then you get the runny nose and the eyes and everything else. So everyone's producing the histamine.
Right.
It's just some people are producing too much of it.
Okay.
Why? Why is that happening to them and it's not happening to others?
Wait a minute. You're not going to come here and tell me that at the Yardley Institute, you can make people throw away their Claritin, you can cure allergies.
Well, first of all, we don't cure allergies. We do have people that throw away the Claritin, and that's okay.
But when you say you don't cure, then what is it you do?
Well, you have to normalize the body's chemical response. You see, the body is responding aberrantly. Why is it responding aberrantly? One of the possibilities is a compromised brain-body connection. And so if you correct that, now the body starts responding normally. And if that's the thing that's causing it, for those people, they now function normally.
When you talk about the brain-body connection, aren't you talking about the bones and stuff? I mean, or are you talking about something else?
We are talking about the relationship between the head and how it sits on the neck and how that impacts the neurology of what's going on and how that neurology impacts body chemistry.
So you're talking about nerves.
Yes.
You're
nerves
talking about
chemical responses.
I see.
Like, you know, one of the most tragic conditions that we see are people that have chemical sensitivities. And it really affects their lives. It affects the buildings they can go into, the buildings that they can live in. I mean, there are people that have to, you know, control the carpet that they buy, the paint that they put on the wall, because their body is so extremely sensitive. And over the years, I've seen a large number of people coming in with a chemical sensitivity. And the amazing thing is, many of them, once they get the brain-body connection, they start responding more naturally. A lot of these issues reduce 80-90%. In fact, I had a case that came to me. This is probably about 5 or 6 years ago. And she is actually the daughter of a massage therapist, probably one of the foremost massage therapists in the state of Washington.
Okay, the daughter of a massage therapist.
Yeah, yeah. And so she'd been referred to me by her mother.
Okay.
And she had a lot of difficulty when she first came in, just living, dealing with things. And we found a compromised brain-body connection.
Are you saying that she had this chemical sensitivity?
Yes.
Now, when you say difficulty, let me just take a moment with that.
Sure.
This is chemical sensitivity is not something that the average person experiences, and it's, you would agree certainly that the average person sometimes is not as sympathetic to somebody who's suffering from this kind of thing. It's because you can't see it.
No, you can't.
It's how somebody experiences their environment, and that's a really hard thing to explain to someone.
Not only explain, but it's really hard for their family members to appreciate how difficult that is for them and what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when we have these cases, we try and get the spouse in so that we can go over what we're finding and they can develop an understanding of why their significant other is living the way that they are and then the price they have to pay for it.
Okay, I interrupted your story. She came to you at the Yardley Institute. You did your procedure.
Yeah, and we found a compromised brain-body connection. And so we corrected that, and we were taking care of her, and it was quite amazing to me a few months later when I had the opportunity to sit down with her and have her go through and rate the changes and improvements that she reported an 80% improvement in her response to chemical sensitivity.
That's amazing. What would cause that? I mean, it's not the bones. It's that area. What you've talked about this before.
Yes.
The bundle of nerves, what, at the base of your skull?
Yes, the connection between the brain and the body. There is a relationship between how the head sits on the neck. And if that gets compromised, even by a few millimeters, then that starts creating short circuits. So certain areas of the body begin to respond aberrantly. And one of the things, a lot of people don't realize, histamine is produced by the tissues and the sinuses and throughout the body, not actually necessarily within the brain, but it's controlled by the brain. And so if you've got a compromised brain-body connection, you start producing too much histamine. And guess what you do? You take an antihistamine.
That's right.
To neutralize it.
That's
and
right.
Guess what the body does with that? It says, well, now we don't have enough histamine. Let's produce even more. So you start creating problems with that.
You're amazing. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., is the head of the Yardley Institute. Yeah, you can find out more at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Good to have you listening here this Sunday. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Erin, one of your patients, who you've seen for some time. And what did she kind of bring to you when she came in the door?
Yeah, I first met her about 5 years ago. Don't see her all that often now, about 3-4 times a year. But she had been living with problems, even though Erin is really a young lady.
Yes.
She'd been living with problems for years. And just they weren't going away. And they were affecting her quality of life.
Now, this happens to you a lot. You have a lot of people who have come to you kind of as a last resort.
That is true. That is very often the case.
And that is because they just literally, you know, they've been living with the pain for so long and have had trouble getting rid of it.
That's right. And we don't help we don't accept everyone for care, but we help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
Well, let's talk to Erin. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us what your situation was when you walked into Dr. Yardley's office. What were you suffering from, Erin?
Well, I had severe back pain from my neck all the way down. I had been in a car accident when I was about 16. It was a four-car collision about freeway speed, so it was pretty severe. And I had, at that time, gone to an osteopathic physician, and his theory was that I was young and that I would be fine. And unfortunately, I was not fine. As I started growing and developing, I started developing issues where my back would constantly pop out. My neck would. I didn't sleep very well. I was a server at a restaurant. And so every evening, I would come home and I'd lay on the floor and I'd pop my back into place because it would go out about four times a week. And so that's what I lived like. And I really didn't know anything different because I was so young when it happened that I just always grew up having that there. And I just learned to live with it. And that's where I was at when I walked in.
So how did you come to see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had actually gone to a wedding expo with a friend, and she she saw the chiropractor there, and she just encouraged me to go over and talk to him. And so I was very skeptical. I was like, no. And she's like, just do it. What do you have to lose? And so I went over there and met with him and talked with him and ended up coming in to Dr. Yardley's clinic. And that's how I started out.
So tell me what the process was like. Was it a difficult process? Was it gentle? Was it invasive, non-invasive? What was it like?
No, not invasive at all. In fact, when I came in there, they hardly touched me, and I thought, well, this is just really weird. Let's see if it takes.
And did it?
It did. In fact, I left, and I had to drive about 45 minutes to meet some friends. And as I was driving, I started getting kind of lightheaded, not in a dangerous way, but just I was feeling a difference in my body. And I thought, this is really weird. That guy hardly touched me. And from there on, it's just been miraculous, nothing short of miraculous, amazing, the difference in my life.
And Erin, not that you needed it, but you noticed a change in your weight in the first 7 to 8 months without changing anything, right?
I did. I lost about 20 pounds. I didn't change a thing. I didn't eat anything different. I wasn't exercising more. I just started losing the weight all of a sudden.
Your body was just metabolizing more normally. That was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you are a number of years later, 5 years later from when you first saw Dr. Yardley. And how do you feel today?
I feel great. I feel great. I now work in an office, and when I first started coming to Dr. Yardley, I would have to put my keyboard and my mouse up on a box and so I could stand because my back and my neck would hurt so bad through the day. I'd just be rocking back and forth trying to get through the day. And now my neck hardly ever cracks. I don't wake up with pain. It's just, and the difference is incredible.
What has that meant outside of your work life? Has it changed just your everyday life?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said before, because I had grown up with that pain, I didn't really know anything different. I just learned to live with it. And when I started experienced a change in my body where I wasn't having that pain, I started doing more things that I didn't even realize that I couldn't do before, like water sports and just working outside. I live on 9 acres, and so I'm always outside, and now I can go out and I'm not limping around. I'm not having to stop and guard myself and think, okay, my back, I can't do that. But now I don't think about my back at all. I just walk and do whatever I want to do. So wonderful.
And another sign that your body was now starting to function more normally was that your skin started clearing up too.
It did, yeah. I had bad acne from the time I was a teenager, and as I got into my 20s, it never really went away. It got a little better, but it never fully went away, and now I don't have hardly any acne at all. I mean, occasional.
Exactly.
Amazing. Well, Erin, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us.
We appreciate it, Erin. Always a delight to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley, I am just astounded by how somebody can come to you for a problem with their back and these other maladies seem to diminish dramatically.
It's the difference between disease care and health care. We're not identifying and extinguishing. We're normalizing the body's process.
That's right, letting the body heal itself.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked a lot about different conditions, things that your procedure can assist with making people feel better, whether it's neck pain or fibromyalgia or trigeminal neuralgia, I can now say it.
Yes, you can.
Or any number of other conditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get asked, and I'm sure you do too, when we get phone calls, it's that people say, well, if I go down to the Yardley Institute with a given condition, what are the recommendations I'm going to encounter? What's the experience going to be like? So I thought, let's take a couple of minutes and talk about what happens when somebody walks into the Yardley Institute.
Well, you know, that reminds me, I am going to answer that, but that reminds me of a question I was asked just this past week, and it comes up periodically where a person says, well, does everyone have a compromised brain-body connection? And the answer is no, but by the time they get to our institute, many do.
Sure.
And the reason is because they've been to all these other practitioners, and if they're going to solve it, it's already solved, they never arrive to our office. So by the process of elimination, many but not everyone does. So we don't accept everyone for care, and not everyone has a compromised brain-body connection.
You don't accept everybody for care?
No. If they don't have a compromised brain-body connection, we may try and recommend that if they've got some issues, try this or try that. We will build on our 34 years of experience at what other things have worked and try and guide them in a direction where they may be able to get better help, but it may not be our institute.
Okay, so I come walking into the Yardley Institute. Tell me what happened.
So the first step is to find out what's going on. So you meet with the doctor. We sit down, discuss things. You kind of give me a background of what you're looking for, what you most want to see help with as a result of coming to the institute. That's one key question you'll be asked. We'll ask that in writing, and then we're also going to discuss it with you in detail. And at that point, then, after we've explained just briefly what it is we do, then we're going to go through a series of tests, none of which will hurt, none of which are invasive. You don't need to disrobe for any of them at all. And what this does, the series of tests, which are quite fun to go through, it's a series of metrics. It's a series of measurements that allow us to determine, is there a compromised brain-body connection or not? If there's not, then that kind of ends the discussion. If there is, then at that point in time, we may recommend further testing. And so what we do then is we get a complete evaluation and we schedule a time where we sit down and basically we go over what our findings are and we propose a solution. Twists, no arms, totally up to you what you want to do with it at that point in time. Some opt to go no further beyond that visit. Many actually decide to move ahead with it, usually because they've got help nowhere else. And so when we do accept a case for care, we use the series of metrics on a visit-by-visit basis to determine if and how to manage the case. Also, periodically, we do an evaluation, what we call a progressive evaluation. And what this is a series of more in-depth tests and a rating where you can go through and rate, this is improved, that's improved, this is not improved. So we can see if we're getting the job done, if we're heading in the right direction, if things are progressing the way that we're supposed to.
So it sounds like when you talk about metrics and you talk about these different tests, it sounds really quite scientific. What you're doing is very grounded, reality-based. Here's where you are now, and then a month later, here's where you are today. So you're taking a snapshot of where the patient is as they go through your process.
Frank, this is true far more than you realize. It's very measurement-based, even down to our measurements on our x-rays. We're measuring degrees, very, very detailed, very detailed. Our goal really is to create a situation, ultimately, where a person's brain-body connection is intact and remains intact for years. And we have cases holding their corrections for 3 to 6 years. I had a lady in just this past week, and she'd been holding for... I don't know. I think she'd been holding for 3.5 years. Her husband had been holding for 2.5 years, and he wasn't too happy that she'd been holding longer than he had. But, you know, that's the way it goes with couples. Our record is actually just shy of 10 years.
So now when you correct the brain and body connection, does that help the muscles of the upper body and the neck? Does it help them strengthen so that you hold that position?
Yeah, actually, usually by the time people get to us, their compromised position or the compromised posture is the body's adaption to an abnormal situation. So once we correct that, that begins to change for most people. You know, older people tend to have their heads forward and their shoulders rounded. They start getting these humps in the back.
Yes.
These things begin to change. And people start becoming more active and experiencing a better quality of life as a result of that.
It's amazing. So is there any other part of the process that we've left out?
I don't think so. I think I will say that we partner with our practice members.
What does that mean?
That means we want them to understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. We want them to be able to make that decision for themselves based on the information that we give them. So there is an educational process that's not too detailed and not too lengthy, but an important part of them partnering with us so that together we can get the results that we're both looking for.
And let's be really clear. You're not talking about curing a thyroid condition, curing kidney stones, curing neck pain. You don't cure anything.
That's correct. The body heals itself. We simply facilitate that, make it possible for it to do it where it couldn't do it before.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Before I say another word, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. I am here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And Dr. Yardley, in just a couple of moments here, we're going to talk to Lisa, one of your patients. She has a fascinating story to tell about just a sense of well-being, anxiety, and it tracks back to an injury she received some number of years ago. So let's get her on here and find out what her story is. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us what started, where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion, and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do. So at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then we would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating things was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches and things like that. So,
Lisa, I have two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally? To me, I thought it's psychological. It can't be physical. There's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice just to be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better, much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, you know, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective that you have to go see, you know, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions. I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
Actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his
heels
for a couple
she
of
did.
Years.
Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. Another terrific example of what can happen when you restore the brain and body connection. And that's what they do at the Yardley Institute. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, and thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics, sciatica.
Right.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
You helped me with it.
I've had it, too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain. Went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that. And I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just in my chiropractors and stuff had just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy, and of course they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. So comfortable in my misery, dealing with having this sciatica pain in my, basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I was, like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain-body connection. And I was like, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, this probably makes some sense. I'm thinking, And so I went ahead and went in and did the initial thing in his office. And after that, I just sat there and thought about it and went, and of course, after the first adjustment, I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little there's no intrusive manipulations, tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen. And it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. Mm. And so once that happens, you just, oh, wow, I can't believe this. It's phenomenal.
Lon, how long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, it just gradually my sciatica got better. And my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone. And since then, I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive surgery from the outside of the neck.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. It's like, just goes boom. It's like you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better. Mm. And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, or up to and including surgery. Stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't have done that or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy because I would have thought, oh my gosh, why did I do that when I could have done this? That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yardley?
Certainly he does.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk about something now that we haven't talked about a lot on the show, and yet I would guess that a vast number of people listening right now have issues with this. We're talking about thyroid issues. This is something, thyroid issues, that you must run into a good deal in your practice.
That's correct. I think that any clinician that's in practice these days is seeing more and more people coming in that are on thyroid-lowering medications, such things as Synthroid, etc. And they must be asking themselves, why is this happening? Why are we seeing so much of it? The thyroid gland's really an interesting gland. It's actually the largest endocrine gland in the human body. And a lot of people don't realize that your blood actually circulates through the thyroid gland every 70 minutes. Every piece of your blood goes...
Every 70 or 17?
17. 17 minutes. And why that's important is because there's a chemical in the thyroid gland. There's iodine. And what that does is it actually kills bacterium and spores and things that made it past the GI tract into the bloodstream that can be damaging to the body. So in a way, it's actually protecting the body against infections. But when we see these people coming in, what the thyroid-lowering medication, what happens is usually they go to their general practitioner or their primary care practitioner. Mm-hmm. They get a blood panel done, and it's determined that the thyroid is underproducing. And so they're given medications to up the thyroid levels, to speed the or to make up for the lack of the thyroid level. Unfortunately, what they're not doing is looking at the body and how it's functioning as a whole. Because you see, we live in a society where there's a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. I mean, even driving down the road, you'll find that your shoulders are up around your ears,
sure.
Especially if you're driving on I-5. We're under
which you do.
Exactly. And what the stress does is it causes the adrenals to start producing chemicals. And it starts, and what that does is it starts revving up the body. So think of it like this. It's like taking a car and you start revving the accelerator with it in neutral. What are you going to do? You're going to kill the engine.
Yeah, pretty much over time.
Well, the body's no dummy. You know what it does? It goes up to the thyroid. The thyroid starts downregulating the body so that it protects you from doing that. So when you go in and you start taking this medication to up the thyroid, you're not looking at the whole picture. One of the chemicals the adrenal produces is cortisol, and this makes it possible for us to sleep at night. The cortisol levels drop off around 10 in the evening, 9, 10 in the evening, so we can go to sleep. And at about 5 in the morning, they go back up so that we wake up. Now, guess what? If those adrenal glands are not working right, it doesn't do that. So people have a sleep disorder. They can't get to sleep at night because the cortisol levels are too high. They can't wake up in the morning because the cortisol levels are too low. So a lot of this is because the body's just not syncing the way it's supposed to. There's a compromise in the brain-body connection. And so what we do is we go in, we reestablish that brain-body connection, and many times these things begin to start normalizing. They start functioning the way that they're supposed to.
So when you talk about reconnecting or repairing the brain-body connection, you're not talking about curing a thyroid condition.
No, not at all.
What you're doing is actually encouraging the body to cure itself?
Exactly. Making it possible. Eliminating that which was stopping it from occurring.
So can you give me an example? I know you have lots of case studies because you've done this for a while.
There was a lady that came to see me. She was in her 40s. And okay. Interestingly, she was a physician's assistant.
Well, now that's intriguing to me.
It is, because she spends her life prescribing medications for people.
Right.
And she came to see me for a more mechanical problem. And I don't remember what it was, neck pain or back pain or headaches or exactly what it was. But anyhow, she understood the brain-body connection and what we were doing. And after she'd been under care for a little while, she came to me and she said, you know, one of the unexpected results that I got as a result of coming in and getting my brain-body connection corrected is I'm off my thyroid medication completely.
Really?
Yes. And so that's so exciting, because what we were doing is about normalizing the body, enabling the body to heal itself. And when we see things like that happening, we know that it's working.
Let me just toss one at you that we haven't talked about previously. Let's talk about age for a second, because what tends to happen to people as we age, and I lump myself in this too, is that, you know, you have like an aggregate. You have a number of problems begin to crop up. And it seems to me that what I'm hearing from you is that when you're talking about the brain-body connection, that it can, by repairing that, then it can have an impact on a number of conditions.
Oh, absolutely. The body, you know, as we get older, a lot of what happens with our body coming apart, I don't buy the age theory that much. It's part of the picture, but not that much. It comes about as a result of decisions that we've made or that have been made for us with regards to our health and years in the past.
Okay.
And you can't do anything to control the decisions that have been made in the past, but what you do control are the decisions you make today, tomorrow, and in the future. Those are what you can control and change. And unfortunately, these conditions, if they are allowed to go far enough, become permanent, irreversible, you see. So the thing is, don't wait until you're feeling it. Don't wait until you've got the problem. Make decisions to improve your quality of life and your health before these problems actually develop.
And you believe, and certainly you've seen plenty of evidence, that your procedure can improve somebody's quality of life dramatically?
Without question.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.